Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
No one is trying to give a bad contract out other than in Houston. Because when you do that, it has an ancillary impact on the rest of your roster.
I don't think he's trying to give out bad contracts. He's just doing
it accidentally.
No.
It has to be on purpose.
He thinks they're good contracts.
No. This has to be an intentional, like a, oh, you got punked.
You think he's...
Is there a prank show? Is there...
Undermining the entire organization?
Let me ask you this. What's the show where the guys sit in the back and they tell the guy they have to do things?
Yeah. Intentional pranksters
or whatever it's called on TBS where the guys just...
Impractical Jokers.
Okay, now say, oh, I'm offering him $22 million.
I'm going to give him $22
million. They're in the back.
Done. Signed. Sign it quick, Laramie. No. Scribbles it out real quick.
All right. Now, get DeAndre Hopkins out of this building.
We got to get DeAndre Hopkins out of this building.
I'll say, I'll take a second for him.
I'll take a second for him.
Throw in David Johnson, too.
Yeah.
Make sure he gets David Johnson back, too.
Yeah. Now say, we want David Johnson's contract, too.
And I also want David Johnson's contract. Yeah, no problem. This is the best one ever. That's, oh, my God.
Not Impractical Jokers.
Adam Wexler, now make him say this. And I'll ask, what makes Bill O'Brien such a great coach?
ask JJ what makes Bill O'Brien such a great coach? This is the best ever. Tell me these moves don't sound like Impractical Jokers. That somebody is whispering, now trade, listen, trade two first-rounders and a second-rounder. Tunsil, and don't say anything about contract extension.
Don't laugh. Don't laugh.
No, you don't say anything about contract extension. We're going to do something in a different episode about his contract. Oh, man, that's great. This whole offseason has been Impractical Jokers. Somebody, maybe it's Easterby, he's got an earpiece in. Somebody,
I don't think Easterby's that funny.
Somebody is, no, you're right. Oh, boy, it's funny.
No.
What a bunch of funny jokes these things have been. Somebody is telling Bill O'Brien what to do, like Impractical Jokers. That's why I think it was done intentionally.
No. Mm-hmm. Do you think he's a plant to destroy the entire organization?
I think it's exactly what I'm telling
you. You think he works for the Colts?
Impractical Jokers. Somebody is in his head, and he keeps saying, they keep saying, you have to do this, or maybe it's more sinister, or else. Well, you know, you've seen the videos where, like, the guys have to answer the phone, and you have to do this,
or else. Is it a hostage situation?
I don't know what it is. I can't figure it out, to be honest with you. Yeah. Something's going on. It's not normal. I've cracked the code. I'm going to stop blaming Bill O'Brien, because I think something, like, blink twice on the Zoom call, Bill, if you're not okay. Like, I'm not sure what it is. But when I look at all these moves, does it not look like somebody, like, this is a prank?
Oh, it looks like a prank, all right.
Yeah.
But I think he could possibly be a Russian spy sent here to destroy the entire city of Houston.
He's Irish. I don't see Russian in him.
No.
O'Brien.
Oh, really? Oh,
Bill O'Brien.
What do you think a Russian spy's name is going to be? Vladimir Smirnov.
That's a good point. I did watch The Americans. That's a good point.
What did you think?
I did watch The Americans, but boy, he plays the masshole Irish angry guy pretty well. He could have been in The Departed.
He actually,
the hothead, he'd probably catch a bullet in the first 40 minutes. But
yeah.
He would have said something in the middle of a bar, and before you know it, like.
Hey, bleep you, buddy. Yeah. Bleep you. Hey, you suck,
keep
too.
Keep him in, Henry. And then he's on the ground and they're stomping his
you
face.
You suck too.
Yeah. He would have been the hothead. I could see him in The Departed or The Town is one of the townies who comes in. Listen, I don't care what we're doing here. All right? You guys can do whatever you're doing here. But if you come back in here, we're going to bust you up. You and your sister and your mother and your brother. All of you are getting busted up.
Oh, you think we're getting busted up? Oh, good. I'm glad you think we're getting busted up. We'll see what happens. Don't say anything to that kid. We'll do it later.
All of this feels better than me saying, oh, head coach and general manager. I like Townie. Bill O'Brien, Townie actor, Russian agent that has infiltrated, Impractical Jokers. They all feel better to me than the decisions being made like, this is a good decision. I like this decision. I think we move forward using this model. None of that's acceptable to me. None of it.
And what's Cal?
He's definitely not the impractical. If he is, it's the most genius, remember the one with
maybe he
did Aaron Stemper? I just want to. Way to go, Marty. Ed Norton, when he acted like he was that. Or the score also. Actually, now that I think about it, Ed Norton plays people who are developmentally challenged, who all of a sudden, like out of nowhere, hey, wait a minute. Those movies, am I wrong? All those movies. I forgot about The Score, too, which I love The Score also. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not connecting the two. I'm just saying you're going to all of a sudden find out, he didn't talk because behind the scenes, he's whispering in the ear. Trey Clowney for third.
Lance or Dan Orlovsky. Backpedaling fool. You and Dan Orlovsky.
Well, because I didn't mean for it to come out like that. But I did mean for it to come out like a guy who never talks. That. Well, no, in all honesty, I didn't. But I do mean for it to come out like this. Guy who never talks that everyone's like, not sure what this owner does. And now all of a sudden to be the worm tongue whisper in the ear of, now you got to do this. Nah, I can't picture that. Even I can't buy into that conspiracy. Even Lamont won't buy into that
conspiracy.
When
you put it like that, there's got to be some ulterior, something else is going on.
Yeah,
I can't be just Bill O'Brien saying, Clowney for a third. Pick up Gary and Conley, trade DeAndre Hopkins, give Tunsil all that
money.
Think
of the Impractical Jokers. Now offer the agent a 3-year
David
deal
Johnson.
With 2 years guaranteed at $9 million apiece.
What? Yeah.
We'd like to do a $27 million contract, $18 million guaranteed. Well, yes, good.
Even the agent's like...
They're doing high fives to each other in the back, the four guys.
The agent's like, with Randall Cobb?
Are you...
Hold
on, you know
you're
I
talking
also...
talking about my guy, yeah. Randall?
Yeah. You know this isn't Randall Cobb. I've got Chris Godwin, too. You know he's not even up for... You know, you don't think you're getting Chris Godwin, right? No, we're doing... we know it's Cobb. Yes, we know it's Cobb. Yeah, we're going to want to give Godwin four times... We're going to want to give Godwin four times that amount. Okay, now do this part. We think Will Fuller is a number one wide receiver, and we want to keep him for his fifth-year option despite missing all those games. We think Will Fuller is getting better every day. All of us, Russ Joyner, me, Jack Easterby, Kevin Kay, who are the other names he always mentions? 10 different people's names.
Russell something.
Russ Joyner, yeah. And we believe that Will Fuller has a chance to be a wide receiver one, and we're going to give him his fifth-year option.
Bill, we're going to need you to call in DeAndre for a meeting.
Yeah.
Got to mention his baby mama.
Make sure you – hey, make sure you bring up baby mama.
Yeah.
Hey, say baby – tell – hey, baby mama.
And maybe his propensity for other things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to say it. We don't like your baby mamas here. Now, I want you to now.
No, wait,
now that we've
wait,
gone
wait,
through
wait,
this
wait,
whole,
wait. Now call Whitney Merciless.
Yeah. Now say 7 years. I'm not saying that. Yeah. Say seven years.
54 million.
7 years. Say it. DJ Reader. Now just say, we have no interest in you, DJ.
We don't like
We have no interest in you, DJ. Oh, God. I hate playing this game. Now, if you think about it like that, does it sound feasible? That somebody is playing a prank.
It's a horrible.
It's a long.
Horrible prank.
Long prank.
This is the worst episode of Impractical Jokers ever.
Get rid of bad players and give average players long-term deals.
Impractical Jokers is going off
the air. Okay, let me keep going.
Now say, make a cold call to Kaimi Fairbairn's agent.
Wait, you want me to give a kicker $4.7 million a year?
He missed like four extra points.
Wait a minute. I can't. Now, the kicker?
I can't do it. Do it or you're going to lose. We'd like to give your guy $4.1 million.
A year. $16 million.
He agreed to.
Of course he agreed.
At some point this isn't funny anymore, guys.
This is the worst Impractical Jokers ever.
Not if you're the rest of the NFL.
Destroying an entire NFL team.
Impractical Jokers, the Houston Texans version. Mm-hmm. It made more sense now. I feel more comfortable with that for whatever reason than Russian operative.
I don't know. I think I don't think that there's Impractical Jokers behind him. I think Russian operative is probably more realistic. It's just to destroy our entire organization and a city.
But what is the connection? Why would Russia want Houston?
Because they always create havoc. You don't know where they're creating havoc.
Yeah, watch the Americans.
But why here?
Although they were nice. Russians.
No, watch.
Well, they weren't
Homeland.
Nice all the time.
They just what like chaos, and now they put chaos into the NFL, and it's Bill O'Brien,
and it's a trickle down effect.
Yes,
when Bill O'Brien gives contracts out, the rest of the league has to match or surpass.
Yeah. Now every offensive tackle's like, oh, I want my Laramie Tunsil deal.
Do you think if we follow the money, we'll find out the XFL is connected with Russia, and this is their plan to take down the NFL?
Well, what about that? That would be totally sweet. I'm joining then. I don't care.
I'll be a communist. I don't want agents of chaos.
I'll be a communist. If my XFL's involved.
Did you get that soundbite?
I heard him.
No, you're an agent of chaos. You've always been an agent of chaos.
That's true.
In a
944 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.